The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Kuf Chaf Zayin of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are discussing the laws of personal fast days. We are up to Sif Yud. Mi shenadar lehisanos yom echad o asara yomim. Someone who made a vow to fast 1 day or 10 days, it doesn't matter how many days. Velo parat eza yom o yomim, but he did not specify which day or which days he would fast. Ela she'omer stam, but he said in general. In other words, he said, I'm going to fast a day, or I'm going to fast 3 days or 10 days. Afal pisha kibo lav bishas mincha lisanus lamachar. Even though during mincha he accepted upon himself that he's going to fast the next day, im era lo tzarach gadol la'echal, if there is a great need for him to eat, kigon shekoron osar lusudas mitzvah, for example, they called him, they invited him to come participate in a Sudas Mitzvah, afo pisha eino shayach l'suda, even though he does not relate to the meal, meaning he's not one of the Balei Simcha, o sha'adam gadol mafzer bo le'echol, or that an important person is beseeching him to eat, v'kasha lo l'sarev kinegdo, and it is difficult for him to refuse, o shehu mitzta'er, or it's a situation where he's suffering, hareze lova taniso, so he can borrow his fast, v'yocho le'echo hayom, and he would be allowed to eat this day, afapi shekvar hisko lisanos, even though he already began to fast, umisana tachas yom ze yom acher, and in place of this day that he did not fast, he must fast a different day. So let's understand what we're discussing over here. We're talking about a situation where a person accepted fasts upon himself in a way that he did not specify which particular day. And then by mincha he said, okay, tomorrow is going to be that day. I'm going to fast tomorrow the entire day. And then sometime during the next day, it became very important for him to eat. So the halacha is he could say, okay, I'm not fasting today. I could break my fast and eat, and then I will make up the fast on a different day. And now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will qualify this. He says, V'dafka b'inyin zeh. This only works in this situation. D'mashikibo lov hatainis hoya rak b'shvil l'kayimis aneder. In a case where this that he accepted, the fast upon himself, was merely in order to fulfill his vow. Avayim lo nadar mitchila, but let's say he did not make a vow initially. But it is a regular case where during mincha the person accepted upon himself he's going to fast the following day. Afilo mitzar achar kach harbe, even though afterwards he's suffering a lot. Eino rishai lovos taniso, he would not be allowed to borrow against his fast leparo biyamacher in order to make it up on a different day. In other words, this concept of borrowing and repaying the fast would only work in a situation where a person made a vow and the vow did not include a particular specified day. Halacha Yud Aleph V'chein, and similarly, in Bishas Nidro, if at the time that a person made his vow to fast, parat yomim yiduim, he specified particular days, v'gam kibo lov b'shas mincha, and he also accepted those days to fast when he daven mincha on the previous day, shuv eino yochel lovos taniso, he can now no longer borrow against his fast, and he would be required to fast that day, regardless of how important it is for him to eat. Halacha Yud Beis deals with a situation where a person accepted upon himself to fast, and then he is suffering a great deal, so we have a way out in order that he can redeem himself. He says, Misha kibo lov lis anos, someone accepted upon himself to fast, and again, this acceptance must have happened by mincha of the day preceding the fast. Umitzar harbe betaniso, and now he is agonizing a lot over his fast. Yochol liftoso b'mamon, he would be allowed to redeem the fast with money, kifi ashro, according to his wealth. V'nosein esadomim laniyim, and then to pay the money to poor people. Avo betainis shemachmas neder lo mahani pidyon. However, if the fast is based on a vow, meaning he vowed he's going to fast that day, lo mahani pidyon, then a redemption would not help. It won't help to give money to tzedakah. He's still required to fast because he must fulfill his vow. V'chein betainis shegozu hatzibor. The same thing is true with a fast day that the community decreed. Lo mahani pidyon, a redemption would not help, ela imkein hisnu kein hatzibur, unless the congregation initially established this as one of the stipulations. Meaning, the idea of redeeming one's fast by giving money to charity only works if someone accepted a fast upon himself. It's not a communal fast, and also it must be that there was no vow that was made to fast. Halacha Yud Gimel. Mi shenodar lehisanos sheni chamishi sheni. Someone who made a vow to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, but he did not specify which particular Monday, Thursday, Monday he would fast. Mutar lo lahachlif, he would be allowed to change. Ulehisanos chamishi sheni chamishi, and instead to fast Thursday followed by the subsequent Monday followed by the subsequent Thursday. Avolo yom acherim, he cannot exchange it with other days of the week. Ki mistama hoisa kabanosoi lahem ifnei shehem yomei didina, because we should assume that when he made the vow that he intended to fast specifically on Mondays and Thursdays, because those are considered days of justice. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether he starts on a Monday or starts on a Thursday, as long as it is subsequent days of justice. However, to exchange it for different days of the week, that would not be a fulfillment of his vow. Halacha Yud Dalid deals with the fast known as Behab, or Beis Hei Beis. Now this requires some background. Tosfos in Kedushin explains that the Chacham established the fast of Behab, meaning Beis Hei Beis, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, after the Yom Tov of Pesach and after the Yom Tov of Sukkot, so that in case someone got carried away with his joy of Yom Tov and ended up doing Averos, this would be an opportunity for him to do Teshuvah. The El Yoraba adds that since Chol HaMoed is a very confusing time period, it's a time when it's easy to be violating the Moed aspect of those days. Therefore, on those holidays in which there is a Chol HaMoed, the Chacham allowed people the opportunity to do Teshuvah on the Monday, Thursday, Monday after Yom Tov. The Levush adds an additional reason for fasting on Behab is because both Pesach and Sukkot come at a time of year when the weather is radically changing. During such seasons, it is very easy for people to get sick, and therefore Chazal set up the fast days of Beis Hei Beis, of Monday, Thursday, Monday, after the Yom Tovim, to allow people to do Teshuvah in order to preempt whatever illness might befall them. Some Rishonim, in fact, say that it's this aspect of the change in the weather that we ask Hashem that the new weather pattern should be accommodating the crops in order that we should have a plentiful season up ahead. Tosfos in Bava Kamma makes an additional point that Behab is corresponding to the Monday and Thursday that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and went up to Har Sinai in order to receive the second set of Luchos. We associate the Monday and Thursday as a time of tshuva, because that was the time that Hashem forgave the Bnei Yisrael for the chet of the ego. So Behab was established in Ashkenazi communities as days of fasting, as well as times that we would recite slichos, extra supplicatory prayers. There are different opinions among the poskim when we should start the 3 days of Behab. Everyone agrees that it cannot begin in the month of Pesach, nor in the month of Sukkot. The question is, do we start it right away, or do we wait? In practice, our custom is that we do start marking Behab as early as possible in the month of Cheshvan and the month of Iyar. However, it would first have to be announced in Shul that those days are Behab. So in other words, we would wait until first Shabbos in Iyar, the first Shabbos in Cheshvan, we would announce that the upcoming Monday, Thursday, Monday would be Behab, and that's when we would begin fasting or observing the three slichos. This announcement is made in Shul as part of a Misha Berach, which is said after Kriyas HaTorah and after Ashrei. We would not say the Misha Berach on the Shabbos that we are Mevorech the Chodesh, and in which case Behab would be pushed off to the following week. Now, it sometimes could occur that one of the days of Behab might coincide with Pesach Sheni, which is the 14th day of the month of Iyar. So if that occurs, our minhag is that we do not fast and we do not say slichos. Basically, Behab is canceled, at least for that day of Pesach Sheni, out of respect of the joy of what Pesach Sheni entails. Now today, most people do not fast for Behab, but many communities still say Slichos. This is somewhat similar to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are also days that Klal Yisrael says Slichos, and there used to be many people who had accustomed to fast on those days. And now the Kitzur is going to discuss all of these days together. He says, Tainis Behab, Shela'acha Pesach, U'Shela'acha Sukkos. The fast of Behab, which are after the holidays of Pesach and Sukkos. V'chein Ba'aseres Yimei Teshuvah, as well as the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Shelo Kiblu B'Shas Mincha, which one does not accept the fast upon himself the previous day of Mincha. Ela Shehu Mis'ane Mikoach HaMinag, but rather he is fasting because of the tradition of fasting in these days. Vafilo kivin b'shas anias amein amisha berach. Even if he had intention when he answered amein to the misha berach that was said in shul, kol shelo kiblo b'shas mincha, as long as he did not accept it explicitly during mincha, im era bris mila o pidina ben o sharsu this mitzvah, if there occurs a bris, or a pidyon ben, or some other sudas mitzvah, then mitzvah le'echol, then there's a mitzvah for him to eat, ve'ein tzarech hatara, he does not need to release himself from his commitment. Ki kol ha'mis'ane b'yamim elo, because anyone who fasts on these days, adas ha'minog hu mis'ane, he's basing his fast on the custom. And the minig was never established that they should fast in place of a sudas mitzvah. And therefore, he doesn't have to annul any vows, any commitments. He would be allowed to eat without any problem. Halacha tesvav. Bimakom shemutarim le'echo besudas mitzvah. In any situation that is permissible for a person who would have been fasting to eat at a sudas mitzvah, for example, like what we saw in the previous halacha, that if it was a fast that he did not personally, verbally accept upon himself by the previous mincha, but rather he was observing it because of the minhag, in such a case he'd be allowed to eat at the sudas mitzvah. So then we'd say Nifsak Hatainis Lagamri, the fast would be completely over. Umutar Le'echo Acharkach Gambebesa, afterwards he could go home and eat whatever he wants, because once the fast is over, it's over. Avo kodem hasu'uda, but before participating in the su'udas mitzvah, asur le'echol, it is forbidden for him to eat. Rak avia ben b'yom hamila, but the father of the baby on the day of his bris, v'hasandik, as well as the one who would be holding the baby for the bris, yucholun le'echol gam lifnei hasu'uda, they are entitled to eat even before the su'uda, kevin shehu kemo yomtev lehem, because for them it is like a yomtev. Halacha tesayin. Aval, however, im ochal shelo beheter biyom hatainis, what happens if someone began eating on a fast day when he was not allowed to? Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, it doesn't matter whether he did it by accident or he did it on purpose. Chayav lahashlim esatainis, gam la'acha ho'achila. So he would be obligated to complete the fast even after he ate. In other words, he cannot say that, oh, I ate, so the fast is over. It doesn't work that way. If he ate, he still has to continue fasting afterwards. V'yesh lo lehis anos achakach beiz hei beiz lekapara amasha ocho biyom atainis. And he should fast afterwards an additional 3 days of Monday, Thursday, Monday, to atone for the fact that he violated the fast by eating then. Umikoshchein, and certainly, im hoyo yom atainis machmas neder, if the fast was based on a vow, shetzarech lahashlam nidro acharkach, that he must complete his vow afterwards, and he must continue to fast and to make it up. This that the Kitzur tells us, that if someone made a vow to fast, and he accidentally ate on that day, so then his fast would be broken, but he would still have to continue fasting the rest of the day. In the Shulchan Aruch, this is qualified by saying this is only true if he ate a kizayis of food, or if he drank a malo lukmav of drink. But if someone ate a small amount of food by accident, or drank a small amount of liquid by accident, we would not say that his fast is lost, but rather he could continue fasting the rest of the day, and that would qualify as a fulfillment of his vow. In the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Tafkuf Samaches, he further qualifies this and says that when we talk about eating a kizayis of food, that means that he ate it in the amount of time of Bikdei Achilas Pras. And the same thing is true with drinking. Drinking a Melo Lugmav, it has to be that he ate it in the share of time of Kidei Achilas Pras. But if he ate or drank very slowly, so then it would not constitute a violation of his vow, and if he continues fasting the rest of the day, it may be considered as if the vow was maintained. Now, obviously, we're not saying that lichatchila, a person could eat less than a kezayis when he makes a vow not to eat, but bidieved, if a person accidentally ate, so then we would say that bidieved, the fast is still being considered a fulfillment of his vow. The Birkei Yosef brings down a very interesting machlokas. What should a person do if they vowed not to eat, and then they forgot about their neder, and then they made a bracha over the food? Before putting the food into their mouth, they suddenly say, ah, wait, it's a time I'm not allowed to eat. So the question is, if they do put the food in the mouth and swallow it, so then it would be a violation of the vow. On the other hand, if they don't eat the food, then the bracha would be a bracha lebatala, which according to some poskim, might actually be forbidden min ha-Torah. And there's a big dispute amongst the poskim what one should do in this situation. There are tzadim lakan and tzadim lakan, there's arguments on both sides. And many poskim say that certainly if he did not accept the fast upon himself with a language of a vow, then he should eat less than the kezayis of the food in order to not have a bracha levatola. Some say that even if he did say it belashon neder, he should eat less than the kezayis of the food. And some poskim say that under all circumstances, a person should not eat anything lechatchila on a day in which he was mekabel a tzom upon himself, and therefore he's better off saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machusar Li'olam Ba'ed than to eat something and break his commitment to not eat that day. Halacha Yud Zayin. Yachid Hamisane Al Tzaroso. An individual who is fasting because of a situation of distress that he's in, V'avra, and the situation passed. It got better. Oshimisana Bishvil Chola, or he was fasting on behalf of someone who's ill, V'nisrape, and he became all better. Omeis, or he died. Sarach Lahashlem Koatanios, he has to complete all of the fasts, Shekibul, a love that he accepted upon himself. V'chein, and similarly, Imkibo a love Tanios Oshar Mitzvah, if someone accepted upon himself a certain number of fasts, or some other mitzvah, Ad Sheyase Bino Bar Mitzvah, to be done before his son becomes Bar Mitzvah, Umeis Haben Kodem, and his child, God forbid, died earlier, before the age of Bar Mitzvah, Sarachu Lekayim Es Nidro, he has to fulfill his vow, Ad Hashar Shayaroi Leos Bino Bar Mitzvah, before the time that his son would have become Bar Mitzvah had he been alive. Abel im nodolo, but if it becomes known to him, shekodem shekibu loveless anos, that before he accepted upon himself to fast, kvar avra hasiba, that the reason why he was going to fast has passed, davi kabbalah bitos, and therefore it was an acceptance that was done in error, einot tzarech lahashlim, he does not need to complete his fast, because a kabbalah that was made in error is not really a kabbalah. Sif yud ches is the last halacha that deals with the laws of fasting, and it focuses on one who had a bad dream and is fasting in order to annul it. He says, Yafa tainis im hatshuva levatel chalomra ke'esh lin'ores. One who fasts along with doing teshuva, it's a beautiful combination that can annul a bad dream, and it has the same efficacy as fire does for chaff, meaning it's so powerful, it can burn it up so easily, that a chalom ra can be totally annulled by the synthesis of a fast along with teshuvah. V'davka bo bayom, but this is only true if it's that very same day, meaning if it's the same day that the person had the bad dream, that's when the fast and the tshuva would be so effective. Umikol makom eino mechuyav lis'anos, but in any case, one is not obligated to fast. It's something which is optional. Da'amar Shmuel, like Shmuel said, hachalomos shav yidaberu, dreams always speak emptiness. They speak things which are meaningless. So therefore, we should not get shaken up by a bad dream that we had. Avo mechuyav lasa is teshuvah, but nevertheless a person is required to engage in teshuvah, velasa kohayom betorah ubetfilah, and to be involved the entire day in Torah and in prayer. Uleinyan tainis chalom b'shabbos, as far as fasting because of a nightmare that someone had on Shabbos, Ayin Barachayim Simen Reish Peches, look in the Shulchan Aruch where this issue is discussed. And with this, we've concluded the laws of the Tainis Yachid and of fasts in general.